there really is a Stargate. Not exactly like the one in the movie, not like the one in the television series, but there really is a portal. It exists on Earth, and the only way to find it, and you can walk right by it and never know it's there, the only way to find it is using these higher consciousness tools, remote viewing. We have to approach this particular agency with a higher intelligence.
So you're saying there's a Stargate, and you're also now, I guess, telling me that your new ability to identify virtually down to the ability of our satellites orbiting GPS down to that scale would allow you to find this Stargate.
To walk right up to it.
Right up to it.
And it has gatekeepers, by the way, but they hit the bottom line here. The bottom line postulate is this. We think that if we've developed the capacity to become aware of such a thing and to understand what it is and to locate it and then to present ourselves there, then we've met the Federation or the system's evolutionary criteria or their threshold value for contact. Mm-hmm. We've demonstrated warp drive.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we believe. And that is why I think that this, I think that in so doing, whatever comes out of that, and God only knows what it is, I don't think we can even understand what we'll be dealing with at this juncture right now. But I do believe that entry level into a Federation for our children and grandchildren is a worthwhile goal, and that that quest is very, very important towards lifting ourselves up. If we have greater realities, as John Mack suggested, that might be the case. It's a humbling experience, and yet it's a growth experience for us evolutionarily.
So then this contact is Starman. It is the project.
It is. And to define it and to nail down what we're dealing with, that's the storyline from that particular event to what projected the event, to who and what they are, and to how contact is achieved. That's what it is. And that's why that this Project Starman is so important to me, and that's what I will be using most of my resources for instead of looking at the next terrorist
attack. Well, Ed, would contact in some way, are you guessing that in some way contact would mitigate what we face?
No. I think that, as an intelligence officer and as a remote viewer, years ago, even the military team and I saw that after the ozone layer fails, after all this stuff goes down, when we begin to rebuild with fewer people, when the survivors of all this begin to rebuild, there is another race here with us, an extraterrestrial race, a humanoid race, after the dust clears. I think that it makes sense to establish contact with this collective now and to begin to understand who our survivors will be shipmates with in the out years.
I think that
makes sense.
You believe these children were in contact with that same unknown intelligence?
Yes, I believe. Actually, what I believe is that they were in contact with intermediaries. I think that the system that they were in contact with is an intermediate system, and we know something about them, but that they essentially are the gatekeepers and the caretakers for this, let's call it a Stargate.
Huh.
It's a portal, and it really works. I mean, really, it's a real thing. You can walk right by it, though. It's like an invisible TARDIS, think of it that way. You just have to know where it may not be the only one on the planet, either, but...
But, again, nothing's going to mitigate what's coming, contact or not, as far as you know.
I don't know that.
Oh, you don't know that?
No, maybe, pie in the sky.
Yeah.
You know, if I were to walk through something like that or be beamed up or whatever the heck happens and had the opportunity to say anything, it would be help.
Yeah.
Period. Just help. So who knows?
Huh. So is it your intent to locate and then walk through this Stargate?
my intent to present myself there. I think walkthrough is probably a misnomer. I don't think that kind of technology operates that way. I think just presenting oneself there. What I was going to do is just borrow one of your cats and kind of push it through. And if it doesn't come out, I'm going to run like hell.
You leave my cats alone. My cats! You... Nah, he wouldn't do that. I wouldn't let him do that. He can stick his foot through there or something. Slip his hand through there, but he's not slipping one of my cats through. Not my cats!